Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.
Update on the injury report. Eddie Royal, knee, did not participate. Pernell McPhee, knee, did not participate. Matt Forte, knee, limited. Alshon Jeffrey, groin and shoulder, limited. Ronis Grasso, neck, limited. Shea McClellan, knee, limited. Antrell Roll, ankle, limited. Matt Slauson, elbow and ankle, full practice. And Jermon Bushrod, shoulder, full practice. Any questions? Yeah, I mean, it was a good run. I was there 4 years. I think, Mr. Boland for the opportunity. Now my life's changed and I'm here. So it's a big game for both teams, I'm sure. I know it is for us. Like all games, we're looking forward to it.
Does your departure there and the way that ensued affect it at all? That it wasn't just...
I don't think they'll kind of adjust the win or loss column for
does
that.
Does affect your... approach to the game, or the way you think, mentally, or just...
No, I mean, a lot goes into these games, regardless of the opponent. We put a lot of time, have a lot of people working hard, both players, coaches, staff. It's an opportunity for us to get to 500. It's been that kind of season. We're not real excited about our record, but we've got a chance to adjust it this week.
How difficult is it when you face a guy like Osweiler who hasn't played a lot in this league? Do you go in sort of thinking that maybe they'll do some different things? Do you expect them to do the same things they do with Peyton?
Well, no, we're sure they're going to do some different things. I think, Gary's been in this league for a long time. I think a lot of the coaches here understand, what they're trying to do, how they're geared to execute on offense. And, there's enough tape on Brock, whether it was the preseason or his regular season snaps. I know this is his first regular season start in his career. We'll prepare the best we can for that.
Can you think of a time where you prepared for a player that maybe more of it is what you and Adam know as opposed to what you can see on tape?
Not really. I think, there's a book on every player in this league. Obviously, his book is not real thick because there hasn't been a lot of playing time. But, how he fits in the offense, what they'll try to do with him, I think we have a pretty good understanding of.
You talked about Brock learning from Peyton. What's one thing that a young quarterback can take away from Peyton's game that he's observed?
Well, I don't know about so much the game. I think it's how to be a pro, how to prepare, some of the things that you have to do extra to be successful in this league. And a lot of the players I've been involved with over the years, he's probably second to none in the preparation part of pro football.
Are you excited to see, whenever Forte comes back, the way Langford is playing, to have those two guys? You like the 1-2 punch anyways in the backfield, but to get those guys together whenever Forte comes back, how much better is that going to make the offense?
Well, I think, in this league, it's about, more the merrier. And you try to build competition within your own team, and I think it makes everybody on your squad better. We'll welcome Matt back with open arms.
Which is the greatest improvement the defense has made over the last several weeks versus earlier in the season?
Well, I think, getting guys acclimated to what we're doing, getting 11 guys to play together. I think, arguably the best team sport there is as far as the numbers. So it's important that everybody takes care of theirs. And I think we're just getting more comfortable with the communication and the execution of that.
John, was it a bit of a unique evaluation on tape this week with a little bit more comfortable of a win? How do the players respond to maybe not taking their foot off the gas when there's a little bit bigger margin?
We talk about being the same guy, whether it's in the game, not looking at the scoreboard, whether we win or lose, just going about the preparation. And the challenge every week. So the more we can, stay even keeled like that, not get too high, not get too low, I think that helps you get better week to week in this league.
Do you see a lot of similarities between Alshon and Demaryius Thomas in their games?
I don't do good comparing players, whether it's past, present, or even, guys on each other teams. They're all unique. Every player in this league is unique in his own way.
What's the one thing Alshon does best? What's his best attribute?
He does a lot of things well. You know, that's why he's a productive player in this league. So, I don't want to evaluate him in my estimation to everybody on the planet.
John, what was it like to coach Peyton Manning? And is it tough that he won't be here? Was there a part of you that wished that you could, you know, see him as he was when he was at his best?
Well, I mean, he won a lot of football games for us. You know, I will say that. And, I'm proud to have been able to coach him. I know things haven't gone, quite like probably he has expected. And for that, I feel bad for him. So, but he'll bounce back. He's, consummate pro, and he'll have better days to come.
What impact did Von Miller have on the Broncos when you got him?
He's a tremendous talent, as a pass rusher. He has a great first step explosion. He can convert speed to power. He's a guy that you better know where he is on the field at all times.
Is he as good now as he's been from what you've seen?
Yeah, I think he's improved. They're playing really good defense. The best there is being played in the league right now, so statistically speaking, and he's a big part of that.
Was Osweiler ready to be a starter before this year, in your estimation, the way he developed? Obviously, it wasn't going to happen in Denver, but...
That's hard for me to project. It didn't work out that way. And, I wish nothing but the best because he's a good young man. He's worked hard to get to where he is. And, I think he has a bright career.